Hey dude, what's going on? This is Mike here. Welcome back to another video. So, here for another podcast. And we are going to be talking about something. I don't know what you're talking about, but if you want to use me as a sport creator, the word is fishy. But today we'll be talking about bundles and stuff. And what I mean by bundles is how you get it, bundles or challenges or exclusive stuff. We're going to be talking about that, my thoughts on it, but we're going to this. First up, we have AIM. AIM is okay. You have to complete challenges in week 6 to get it. I got it, but not the biggest fan of it. But okay, that's how we have Dark Vertex. It's a reskin of Vertex. And I like the purple on him. He's gonna match with other backlings. I know my friend has it. Tell you that. That's why I have an Enforcer. Enforcer is a phenomenal skin. I love it. I like it. I like the gray on it. You have the complete challenges from Road Trip. Eon. Reskin of Criterion and Oblivion. I love the green and white. I know my friend has it. He has every bundle. Then we have Fallen in Love Ranger. Now this is the best bundle out of them all, because you get 2,000 V-Bucks if you complete this challenges. And the wings on them is so good. Next up we have is a Deep Freeze bundle. $30 for Raptor reskin. Kind of overpriced, but you know I got. Next we have Frozen Love Ranger, Frozen Raven, and Frozen Red Knight. These skins are phenomenal. I know there was this one glitch with a reboot van where you can use it on for the Love Ranger. But that's good. Next up we have is Havoc. This was the Twitch Prime. I'd say the gray on them and stuff is very good. Next one, we have the Molten Battlehound and Molten Valkyrie. The wings on this. Wings for Valkyrie is phenomenal. It matches so much back blings. But you could have added a pickaxe with it for $30 or something. 25, but it's okay. This one we have is the Save the World Founder. Rose Team Leader. This one leaked from Season 3 and came in Season 5. I'm surprised. And D Then you have a glider and a pickaxe if that set with Roasting Wheeler set. That's what we have is Ruin. Now I remember when Fortnite revealed Ruin in leaks. I said Ruin is coming. I like it. I like the backbling pickaxe. Very, very unique. Next up we have Singularity. Singularity is okay. The end styles are okay. Fort Bites, okay. But there was one Fort Bite, I couldn't get it. Come a friend, help me with it. Thanks, friend. Next one we have is The Prisoner. This is pretty cool. I'd say it's really good. It's really cool. Really cool. With the ice on them. I like the first style. Then I like the last one only. Then with the bolt, the visor. You have to complete week 7 blockbuster challenges in scene 4. Like is the prisoner for Snowfall. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Next up is the Blue Striker. Blue Striker is okay. It kind of looks like Frozen from Incredibles. But this is a PlayStation Plus 2. Pretty unique. Next up we have Cobalt. Cobalt is kind of bizarre. I only like the blue. But it's okay. Now they have Double Helix. Nintendo Switch bundle reskin of Archetype. I like the red white. Really fits the skin very good. Fits the skin good. That's all we have, the Galaxy skin. You gotta go on, man. Galaxy skin, probably one of the best looking default skins in the game. You can't go wrong with it. Next up we have is Honor Guard. Now this skin is very subtle. It's a Whiteout Burnout and Lucky Rider reskin. This skin was glitched, then closed promotion, closed, then came back. I don't know how many times, but now it's fixed. And so, this is the iconic skin. One of the best skins in the game. Pretty emote though. I'm not saying it's the best in the game, but it's okay. And my thing will load. Next up we have the Perfect Shadow. This is part of the Shadow Horizons bundle. This skin is the best out of the Shadow Rising bundle. The wings on it are very cool. Next we have the Red Strike bundle. This is the new one. It came on Thursday. Today's Sunday, right now, as recording this. Very cool. Next up, we have Rogue Agent. Rogue Agent came in the shop. It was one of my first skins ever. Rip to the boys for season 3. Make an OGS that'll make it so you can take the hat off. That's why I have Royal Bombers, a PS4 bundle. You can get a console or a controller. And so we have his Shadowbirds and Shadow Scully. I did make 2 videos on it. Shadowbird coming soon. Meads are part of Shadow Rising's pack. I do like both of them. Next up, we have Sub Commander. This is one of the first ever Trek Prime Sands with Havoc. Pretty cool. Next up, we have is Summit Striker. People are saying it's a Summit 1G skin. Not. Next up, we have a Trailblazer. Second Twitch Prime is from Season 4. Where's the third one? Clickbaiters. Next up, we have the Wild Pack. This is from last season. Pretty cool. Like the back bling. Next up, we have Wingman. This is my cousin's first skin. Pretty underrated skin. Like it. Next up, we have Wonder. This is another promotion skin. I like it. It's pretty cool, man. Next up, we have the Blue Team Leader. It's for the PlayStation Plus. First one. Next, we have Breakpoint. This is better than Waypoint. I'll tell you that. It's still animated on it. And you can't go wrong with it. Then if my page will load up, so we have Laguna. Laguna is from Season 8. I love this skin. The red looks so good with back wings. If you have it, use it more. That's what I'm gonna do. That's all we have is Prodigy. I like it. It's a PlayStation Plus skin for. You can't go wrong with that. Now, I'm only going to count this. It's Reflex. He used to be a bundle, then he came back in the shop. I'm only going to count that, but. There you go, if you wanted to know. Next up we have is the Stealth Reflex. This was the reskin of it, but it was for Confrontation. It was Confrontation for, the Reflex being in the shop, if you had it before. I was trying to get my hands on it, but it wasn't really working out. But I tried, though. Man, I was so close. I'm getting it. I should post a video on it. Alright, man. That's it, chat. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.